Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, Wednesday morning, 7:40, time for us to catch up on what's happening in the city of Marysville. The mayor is with us right now, Wayne Pyden. Mayor Pyden, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Doing well. How have you been?
Excellent, sir. Excellent.
Got all kinds of irons in the fire in Marysville, including Morton Park. Let's talk a little bit about Morton Park.
Well, Morton Park at one time was a piece of land with some ball diamonds, mm-hmm. never used. And over time, it's grown. We have a partner in putting in a first-class soccer field. We have restrooms there now. We have a skate park, which our recreation director, she's looking to expand that. We have now the fitness center, which I believe is used on Thursdays for the seniors out there, outdoor activity for them rather than, you know, being indoors. The Allstate building, for those familiar with Marysville, at the corner of where Gratiot and River Road come together, is up for sale. And the individual approached the city first, made an offer to us, which was under what, if she went on the market, it would have been more. But we had an opportunity to take a look at the building. Our partners had an opportunity to take a look at the building. And we came to the conclusion it would be in everybody's best interest to add to the footprint of Morton Park. What we're actually going to do with this building, unknown, mm-hmm. as you and I are speaking right now. Mm-hmm. However, there's been a few things that have been thrown out there that precipitated really the purchase of it. My big interest in the property is we don't have a museum per se. We did at one time. However, it was two or three individuals, you know, a year. So as far as in our particular community, the interest in a museum just didn't seem to be there. And talking to other people about museums as a whole, that somehow they've lost a spirit, lost an interest or whatever. But I do feel that there are artifacts we need to preserve. We need to get them out of the boxes, and we need to show them. So I'm hoping that however we repurpose this building, that we'll be able to include some of our artifacts. As a matter of fact, I asked in open meeting there for Councilman Barber, being longstanding his family in residence in Marysville, that let's sift through what we have. Let's show off which brings to the people the history of how Marysville has developed, and then items that are questionable, let's say, let's put them out to the general public if they may be interested in it. So my big push for that particular building, and I'm saying there's probably a lot of great ideas out there, but my big push in the building is that, and I've been through it, and there is area that we could do, you know, something like that and meaningful. We did approve the purchase of it, subject, of course, to a physical inspection to see that everything is in working order. Mm-hmm. My first interest going through the building was going up to the second floor and looking at the ceiling, making sure there's no watermarks and leaks.
Of course.
It appears, you know, the utilities within the building, the furnace, air conditioning and things of that nature seem to be, you know, working. The office staff was there from Allstate. And it's a great building. It itself is rather old, but it does present opportunity to us.
Okay.
And then the other side of this whole picture is we do have that building in the park, which we just had some preliminary from the architects, the engineers, the different trades about that for us to repurpose that building. You know, we're talking a price tag somewhere $300,000 plus, and you know, okay, for $300,000 plus, what we can get at it. I think ultimately, when you take a look at the pictures of how our town developed and things of this nature, significance of that building to some may be great, to others not. To the mayor, my push would be simply that it needs to be torn down. What can you possibly do with that little piece when that building comes down? Well, we were talking about the pickleball courts, and they came in way, way, way over budget. So maybe that across from the rec center would be great if people needed, you know, equipment, you know, to play or whatnot, to just walk across the parking lot, and there it is. But others might have a different version here, but I think that price tag is, give me something to look at that's going to justify that kind of expenditure, you know, for reuse. And I can go back to the day I had a little office space in that building when I worked for county planning, and we did some work for Marysville, and I had a little space adjacent to the bathroom on the second floor of that building. So I've been in it. I was there when it was City Hall, and then transitioned it into the museum. And now I think we have to take a serious look. And if you're going to do something in it, that's the kind of investment you're going to have to make initially to get it, you know, back in order.
When do you think that a decision on that might be made?
Well, I'm looking at discussions with our manager and seeing if we can get that on the agenda for our fiscal year, which would be 22 into 23. We're already in 21.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So it'd be the next fiscal year. I feel that's been kicked down the road a little bit, and I think some action needs to be taken, and it's up for discussion. And it'd be interesting to see how that, you know, plays out. My viewpoint is, you and I are talking now, until, you know, somebody can show me something of substance that comes into it, I would be in favor of, you know, taking it down. Maybe there's some things in the building, you know, people might like, some hand railing or things of this nature, but has no heat. It's just been sitting there, and there's been really no maintenance on the building. So okay, it's time to go.
All right. I'm talking with the mayor of Marysville, Wayne Pyden. Mayor Pyden, the city just recently got a grant for police accreditation. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That I'm going to place high marks to our new assistant police chief, Ed Giroux. That was one of his projects that I believe initiated and supported by the department. So I think within the last week or so, we've got notification from the Department of Justice for $75,000 grant to accredit our police department. We and Port Huron, once we get accredited, would be the only two departments here in St. Clair County that are accredited. And as I understand it, it's probably a year-plus process of just gathering information and things that are looked at as to how you achieve that. So I think it's, you know, a star for our police department. I'm glad to see the initiative going after it. And I wish everybody well, you know, in the process.
How are the road projects around Marysville going?
Well, we're hopefully winding up on Cuttle Road this week. We had some that are scheduled hopefully before the batch plants close for a mill and fill. I don't believe we've started yet, so I'm hoping that still can be done. We've got one that's out there, you and I talked about earlier today, the St. Lawrence Greenwood water main that really has just honestly torn up the neighborhood. If we lived there, we would be nervous and upset, but it takes time to do this. So hopefully we will have driveway approaches and sidewalks and restoration of the small green areas between street and sidewalk up before the weather hits, and hopefully before any winter sets in. Because I know I would be upset, as you would be upset, and others, that it has been very, very disruptive, you know, in the neighborhood. But it was essential. I mean, we had a water main that was fixed over 10 times, and it's like, wow, enough's enough. Let's get a new one in, and let's get her done.
Mm-hmm.
God good. Willing, the river don't
right.
It will be done.
Before the snow flies.
Yes. Yes,
we're blessed with some really mild weather thus far, but yes. You know it's not going to last like that forever.
I'm looking forward to that project, you know, coming to conclusion. The other project we have going now that has started, and this has been on the drawing board for the last couple of years, Enbridge gave us money to do something better with Mermaid Park, because to me, it's more of a scenic turnout, mm-hmm. but it's an excellent fishing spot. I mean, this, you know, the fishermen just love it. Right now, the park is closed. We had steps, concrete steps, that were ill-maintained and over time and very steep. So we're doing those over. And we're also having Malcolm Marine come in and do work on the seawall. So Mermaid Park will hopefully be done once again, depending on the level. But the excavators were out there, and work is in progress on that.
Nice. Oh, that'll be exciting. All kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, it's an exciting time right now. Very, very exciting time. And it seems like we're in a rush, but you know, things happen. Just like we had a discussion a couple of weeks back at a goal setting session, especially when we had a power outage.
Mm-hmm.
We were deficit in terms of generators. So we're up the steam, so to speak, getting City Hall equipped with a generator, our recreation center with a generator, and a few other sites around town where we need when electricity goes out, we need the electricity. So the downside of that is getting the generator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's scary words out there. It's like 6 months in the
work,
you know, to
for
get
sure.
it. But you have to work with it.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that they're in. I can see we were out for, just because of a storm, some of our residents were out for 3 or 4 days without electricity. And
month,
it's like, okay, I'm nervous about the winter coming.
Yeah.
I see ice storms, and it's like, oh, God, what do we do? And I think we've moved ahead. Council expressed, I mean, we couldn't vote it at the goal setting, but all of us, you know, gave nod saying, hey, let's get moving on this. Right. It's definitely needed.
So yeah. All right. All
happy about that.
Good stuff. Mayor, I always appreciate the update. Thanks for coming in this morning. Enjoy all that nice sunny weather down in Marysville.
Oh, the sun always shines in Marysville. We may get a little drops or two, but it always shines.
Absolutely. Wayne Pyton, thanks for being here. The mayor of Marysville with us on WPHM 754 now.